love that you are such a foodie.
Chris Newberry.
Sacred Cow Granola announces the return of Food Truck Sundays to the Sacred Cow Market and Scoop Shop in East Providence at Monroe Dairy Sacred Cow Ice Cream Shop and Market. And soft serve is back. There's Farm Fresh Vanilla and our famous Maple Creamy grab-and-go specialty foods, some of Rhode Island's best finds from the farmers markets, from hot sauces to babka. Come shop, there might be a sample waiting. Post one of our new sweet treats and tag us on social for a chance to win house-made granola or free ice cream. The Sacred Cow Scoop Shop in East Providence.
Can I just tell you how pleased I am to be able to talk about the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. We welcome the A&W to Foodoo Radio. It's not like we have to introduce it. Everybody knows, everybody goes to the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. People from everywhere want to travel back in time because it's a real drive-in with real house-made A&W root beer in the glass mugs on the tray brought by the smiling car hop, same as it ever was. And even better, call it handcrafted fast food since way back when at the A&W. It's our fast food. It's homemade fast food. It's local fast food. Hometown favorites like the Michigan dog with our homemade sauce. Get one or two or a basket with fries and a root beer. Nothing like it. The classic Papa Burger, still the king. There's sweet potato fries and cheese curds. But you know what you'll find at R&W in Middlebury that you won't find anywhere else? Uncle Sal's chicken wings, a family recipe. There's really an Uncle Sal, and his wings are at the A&W. Come on in and cool off with a root beer float or a shake, a lemonade shake. And of course, you can get a creamy. You know, it's been going on since before anybody can remember, and it is the taste that you never forget. So come on back to our A&W, your A&W, all American food on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont, open 11:30 to 8. You can dine in your car or use one of our bright orange picnic tables. Everybody does. Bring the family, including the pets. We are pet-friendly at the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. We'll see you there. Well, the season is here, the season for markets opening, and one in particular that we are so delighted that is open. It's the Schoolyard Market at Hope in Maine, right on the front lawn. And joining us on the line to talk about it, our friend, the director of Hope in Maine, Lisa Raiola. Lisa, nice to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Bruce. Thanks for giving us this opportunity.
Well, we are so excited to talk about this. Everybody that I've talked to said, oh, I love that. Also with us from Hope in Maine, Allison Mountford. Allison, nice to talk to you.
Thank you. You too, Bruce.
And Jabeth Rubio, the market manager. Jabeth, you have a fun job. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bruce. How are you?
I am good. You must have been busy getting all of this ready. How many vendors, stalls, tables are we talking here in the schoolyard?
Yeah, so we have about over 25 vendors this year. So they're just going to be on rotation for the remainder of the start of the market season.
So not all 25 every week, but it'll be a select number each week.
Yeah, it's going to be different lineup. There's about 18 vendors roughly for every market. So they're just going to be on a rotating schedule.
There's still a lot, especially if they're all offering samples, right?
Oh, yeah.
So who's in the lineup for our opening day, which is the 14th, by the way?
Yeah, so we have some vendors, some veteran vendors like Christie's Craft Tales. We have Sweet Lizzie Eats. We also have Maggie's Healing Path and the Great Empanada, who has great empanadas. The Perfect Empanada, sorry. Blondie's Bakery. Some new vendors are here for the first time this year. So the Wedge Cheese Shop, which is based in Warren.
Oh, yeah.
As well as, Leeway Supertonics as well, is joining us this market season. And we just have a lot of other people that are coming. Naked Fig, Hot Chocolate. So many vendors that, since I'm also new to Hope in Maine, I'm really excited to get to meet and see every week.
Fantastic. Well, the Wedge, the cheese shop, has a great heritage there in Warren. I mean, that was a cheese place for a long time, many years. And it's great to kind of start there. Let's start with them. Do we know, have they told you what they're going to be serving or what they're going to be featuring?
So they told me that they'll be having some of their artisan cheeses, their crackers, as well as some preserves that they'll be selling. I just saw, I actually visited the Wedge Cheese Shop for the first time this past week, and it was, and when I was test trying some of their cheeses, and it was so amazing, so I can't wait for them to be there.
Oh man, do you remember one of the ones that you tried that really jumped out at you, that you really liked?
Oh my gosh, they have such unique names, I can't even.
I know one that I want to mention, which is the Harbison cheese, which we brought back to Hope in Maine.
Yes.
We love Harbison, oh my gosh. From Jasper Hill in Vermont.
Yes, exactly. Jasper Hill. And then Jasper Hill has created this line of preserves that pairs with their cheeses, and they sell them at Wedge. So that's a great,
man.
Right. Then you think about that. And then you think about taking something from Hope in Maine, like Beth's Bakes crackers, our gluten-free crackers, or Birdie's Mustard. That's a relatively new maker. And you've got yourself a pretty mean charcuterie board there.
You've got a charcuterie board. You've got the makings of a picnic. Oh, my gosh. The secret of the Harbison, just for those who don't know, it's this amazing soft cheese. It's like a brie, and it's wrapped in bark.
Yeah.
And it just imbues these amazing notes and flavors of the Green Mountains. It's really, really incredible. Goes so well with so many beverages and bubbly, and as you point out, crackers and mustard and so much more. Well, that's what we're talking about here at the Schoolyard Market. You can just wander around and build yourself a charcuterie plate, build yourself a picnic. What are some of the other combinations between all three of you that you might be recommending or that you might have it in your mind to try out yourself?
This is Allison here. We're also really excited occasionally this year to have Benny Barber from B Squared.
Yeah.
Benny's a caterer, but he is also the head chef of our new downtown makers market, which is at 100 Westminster in Providence.
Met him at the marketplace this spring. He's great.
So Benny also, as we love to do in Hope in Maine, is keep everybody involved on multiple levels. Benny also has a jar of the most delicious, craveable garlic onion jam.
Yes.
So he's going to be making grilled cheese sandwiches with his jam and also selling his jam and sort of representing our downtown makers market. So, but he's new to the market this year, so we're really excited to welcome him as well.
Oh, he's going to make so many friends. That garlic onion jam is one of the best things ever.
It's so delicious. I've been putting it on quesadillas or grilled cheese at home. I put it on a flatbread. And I got to say, if I'm going to have that, I would like to pair that with either a craft ale or a craft cocktail on the front lawn, especially if it's a nice warm night. Those are my favorite.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah, it's late in the afternoon. Tell us the hours that the Schoolyard Market will be up and running each week.
Yeah, so our market's going to be running from 4 to 7 every Wednesday starting next week up until September 27th.
Oh, man, that's going to be the place to be, like a happy hour. It's going to be the place to gather and just try and taste and think about having these amazing foods from these amazing makers at our summer gatherings, our cookouts, our clam bakes, and so much more. Well, who might we see in the weeks to come? Jabeth and Allison and Lisa?
Yeah, so as in terms of our vendors, there's going to be Ethiopian Eats, which I believe she's Martha. She's the only Ethiopian, I guess, restaurant here in Rhode Island.
Yes.
Yeah, so she'll be here every other week. We'll also have R.I. Cruisin' Cocktails with her cocktails.
Well, tell me about that.
So I can't really speak much about her cocktails only because I'm new, so I haven't really gotten to try her cocktails. I don't know if Allison or Lisa can speak a little bit about that.
I'm something of a fan. I'm something of a fan of the Cruisin' Cocktails shop, you could say. It's my favorite way to start out the afternoon. The Rhode Island Cruisin' Cocktails is run by Sarah, who has renovated three different old trailers, like little Airstream style trailers that you'd pull from your car. And she has them decked out with lights and retro wallpaper. And each week she has an offering of craft cocktails that rotate throughout the season. She also offers beer and wine, but I love her cocktails because she will often partner with other Hope in Maine businesses like Savannah Campbell's Caribe & Co., which are infused syrups, so culinary syrups. So Sarah might work with Savannah to make delicious cocktails.
We are talking about the opening of the Schoolyard Market at Hope and Main in Warren, Rhode Island, with Lisa, Allison, and Jabeth. The Shelburne Country Store is ready for Dad. I have two words for you. Duke Cannon. You know Duke Cannon is?
The soap.
Yes.
Love it. I love it. I use it. I use the mint. Yes, I am a Duke Cannon nut. I have this the thing that hangs in the shower.
That's
yes,
soap on a rope. Yes. Well, Duke Cannon headquarters are at the Shelburne Country Store. So for Dad, Duke Cannon, and all of these amazing tools and implements that Dad did not know he couldn't live without, you'll find them at the Shelburne Country Store. So stop in and do your Dad's Day shopping at the Shelburne Country Store on the Green Falls Road in Shelburne, Vermont.
You're the food dude. I like that. The dude with the food.
That's me.
Coming to you from the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, the Wayberry Inn is thinking of Dad. Father's Day is coming up. Why not treat Dad? He'll complain, he'll grumble, maybe tell a dad joke, but put on his dad jeans and bring him out to Wayberry Inn, because Chef Tony and Christian and Donna have a menu of dad-friendly favorites from the tavern, in the dining room, on the deck, on the terrace, barbecue, burgers, seafood, or a vegan dad. He'll let you pamper him. Make a reservation, come on out. Father's Day, Wayberry Inn, or any night, before or after, Wednesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. 802-388-4015, the Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont. We are talking about the opening of the Schoolyard Market at Hope and Main in Warren, Rhode Island, with Lisa, Allison, and Jabeth.
Rhode Island Cruising Cocktails is run by Sarah, but I love her cocktails because she will often partner with other Hope and Main businesses like Savannah Campbell's Caribe & Co., which are infused syrups, so culinary syrups. So Sarah might work with Savannah to make delicious cocktails. And they're always just a little unexpected. The colors are usually beautiful, and she has garnishes on top, and they're just so unique and interesting. She keeps them seasonal. We also actually haven't mentioned that we also have a local farm called Humble Hands Farm.
Yeah.
So this is what anchors us as a farmer's market. Mm-hmm. So they have about a quarter acre in Taunton, and they grow a huge, like an unexpectedly huge variety for the relatively small farm that they have.
What
so
do
they'll
grow?
Have fresh produce, but they garnish the cocktails as well. So we're very, you know, partner oriented. We all work together to put out the best product.
So the idea is you show up, Hope and Main's front lawn, starting the 14th, right on through to September 27th, you can have a craft cocktail or a mocktail, and you can also have dinner because there's going to be at least one food truck and maybe more. Tell us about the food truck lineup.
Yeah, so we have the Mosaic Table. She doesn't have, I don't believe she's going to be with her food truck then, but she will have a table there and she'll be serving some hot dinner plates. There are some other vendors that are also going to be serving some hot dinner plates every other weekend as well, but we'll always have a hot food vendor. Phoenix will be selling some of her food, as well as, I want to say, Benny.
Gnarly Vines.
Gnarly
Vines does Brazilian food, and they may or may not bring their food truck. You know, our front lawn is a little bit small,
right,
but it's very cozy, and that's half of the fun. So sometimes the vendors actually prefer to still set up a hot food stand, but more market style under a tent. So we do always have a rotating hot food option. Sometimes it's a truck, sometimes it's from a table. Gnarly Vines, I'm super excited to try them. They're not new to Rhode Island, but they're new to us. And I have not tried them yet. Super excited for them. They do Brazilian food. They're also going to have prepared meals this summer. And then Phoenix does like hot dogs and
Coney Island style dogs. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And we sell her Coney Island sauce actually at the downtown Makers Marketplace. So you can sort of experience these companies, Bruce, in many different formats through Open Main, buying the products, trying, you know, the sauces and their prepared foods. And that's just kind of part of the fun, is really understanding you know, all the different ways that we can support these local food businesses, from coming to try their prepared meals at the market to, you know, buying their products out in the wild in stores in Rhode Island.
It's going to be so much fun. And yeah, if you've seen some of these products at some of the markets, if you've been to the downtown Maker's Market and you've found something, maybe you came across the garlic onion jam or something else. There will be 20 or so local producers every week, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And there's going to be music, and there's going to be stuff for the kids to do too.
Right.
Tell us a little about that.
Yeah. So for our kids, so all of our markets, or for the most part, our markets are going to have different themes. So one that I'm really excited about is actually going to be in July. We're going to have a Christmas in July theme. And we have a little area for the kids, and we'll have some activities and some crafts that they can do. This coming up, the second market will be National Daylight Appreciation Day. So we'll be having the kids do some sun catchers, some DIY sun catchers, which is awesome. For Christmas in July, we're going to have some of the vendors kind of decorate for as if it's Christmas, and we'll have some fun Christmas activities for the kids to do as well. Next week, we'll have trivia for the kids. So, and that'll get them a chance to win some money so that they can spend at the market, which is, it's sort of an incentive, but it's also some, it's fun and awesome.
It is all of the above. So what about weather? We've had some goofy weather so far this spring. What considerations, what plans have we made for the farmers market, the schoolyard market, through September 27th, weather-wise?
We're like a golf course. We like to think it never rains on the front lawn. You know, it's, what do you mean? I don't.
I love it.
Officially, we are rain or shine. So barring thunderstorms where it would be unsafe to have everyone out there, we will be open and we will be out there rain or shine. Honestly, some of the fun markets have been when it's sprinkling a little bit or the weather's iffy. You know, what's better than a beautiful summer evening when you aren't sure if the clouds are going to roll in and you kind of can smell that thunderstorm rolling in,
yeah,
but you eke out the fun market just in time.
That's
right. So anybody who wants to stay up to date with that could join our email list by visiting our website, which is makefoodyourbusiness.org, or follow us on Instagram, and we are at Hope Maine, and we will be announcing, you know, when we know. We try to give people as much advance notice as possible, but if there is lightning or, I don't know, a hurricane or
we'll take that as it comes. We're
major moments. We'll
wildfires.
Wildfires. Who knows nowadays? But we are rain or shine, so it is our intention to be out there every week.
This is going to be one of the great summer stops on the East Bay or anywhere else. You're going to have some people coming and making that their destination. Make food your business, make food your destination at the Hope and Maine Schoolyard Market every week through the end of September. It's a whole summer romance thing going on here. Wednesdays from June 14th right on through to September 27th. And can't wait to hang out and really taste our way through some of these amazing makers. So fantastic. Allison and Jabeth and Lisa, all the best. We'll see you out at the Schoolyard Market for sure at Hope in Maine and Warren, Rhode Island this year.
We'll be looking for you, Bruce.
Fantastic. And where can we find out more and keep up on all this?
Our Instagram is probably the most updated place and the most fun to watch for recaps, and that is at Hope Maine. And you can just also search for Hope in Maine on Instagram and we'll pop up as well.
Sounds great. We'll see you out there. Thank you again very, very much. Here's to a great season at the Schoolyard Market at Hope in Maine.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Got a question the other day from some ice cream fans north of the border who wanted to know about our maple bacon ice cream. Island Homemade Vermont maple bacon ice cream. It was a hit at several of the tastings over the summer. And the question was, how far north does the maple bacon come? Because our ice cream fans were coming from Canada to get some and are wondering, how far over the border do you have to get? Well, we are at Max Market in Stowe. right through the notch, right? We are in the islands, just a hop, a skip, and a jump from the border. Where will we be this weekend? In a freezer near you. Use our store locator at islandhomemadeicecream.com and watch for our scoop shop. It'll be here soon. Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, Vermont's other ice cream. Can I just tell you how pleased I am to be able to talk about the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. We welcome the A&W to Foodoo Radio. It's not like we have to introduce it. Everybody knows, everybody goes to the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. People from everywhere want to travel back in time because it's a real drive-in with real house-made A&W root beer in the glass mugs on the tray brought by the smiling car hop, same as it ever was. And even better, call it handcrafted fast food since way back when at the A&W. It's our fast food. It's homemade fast food. It's local fast food. Hometown favorites like the Michigan dog with our homemade sauce. Get one or two or a basket with fries and a root beer. Nothing like it. The classic Papa Burger, still the king. There's sweet potato fries and cheese curds. But you know what you'll find at R&W in Middlebury that you won't find anywhere else? Uncle Sal's chicken wings, a family recipe. There's really an Uncle Sal, and his wings are at the A&W. Come on in and cool off with a root beer float or a shake, a lemonade shake. And of course, you can get a creamy. You know, it's been going on since before anybody can remember, and it is the taste that you never forget. So come on back to our A&W, your A&W, all American food on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. Open 11:30 to 8. You can dine in your car or use one of our bright orange picnic tables. Everybody does. Bring the family, including the pets. We are pet-friendly at the A&W on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont. We'll see you there.
You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.